This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, how do we express our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, Allah azza wa jal is our creator and He's our provider. He caused our life, He causes our death, and He decrees all our affairs. He's our Lord. So the way we express love to Allah Azza wa Jal is very different in how we express love to mankind and to other human beings. Do we say, if you wanted to express love to Allah, would you say, I love you, O Allah? That's what we say to human beings, if we love human beings. No doubt there are higher words that you should utter and say when you're expressing your love to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to say three times every morning and three times every evening. And that is to say, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا. Our focus is on the first part. When you say رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, it means I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. And this is far greater than saying, oh Allah, I love you. Because the peak of love is ar-rida, to be pleased with someone. When you say, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, then pleasure, being pleased with someone, means that you are complete with him and you don't need anyone else alongside of him. This is what ar-rida is. And so when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who says every morning and every evening, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا, three times in the morning, three times in the evening, كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُرْضِيَهُ, it is mandatory upon Allah that He please this person on the Day of Judgment and in this worldly life, and this person as he lives in his grave. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who says, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا إِلَّا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, the paradise becomes obligatory for him. The paradise becomes mandatory for him. He enters the paradise. And this hadith is authentic. Subhanallah. فَإِذَنْ focus, my brothers and sisters in Islam, on the word, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. What does it mean to be pleased with Allah as your Lord? Meaning you are pleased with Him, that He is your creator and He's your provider, He's your sustainer. You're pleased with Him that He gave you your life, and you are pleased with Him the moment He takes your life, and you are pleased with Him for all the matters that He decrees for you, whether they are good or whether they are bad. This is your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we express our love to Allah by saying, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Allah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, say this dhikr three times in the morning, three times in the evening. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He instill within us love for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He put inside of us that we are pleased with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that He decrees for us. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to answer the question in the grave, when we are asked, who is your Lord? That we say, Allah is my Lord. Because you see, this dhikr, these three parts in the dhikr, that my Lord, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my religion, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as my messenger, these are the three things that you'll be questioned in the grave. So whoever says this dhikr in the morning and in the evening, conscious and aware, Allah azza wa jal will allow him to answer it in the grave. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all and accept. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.